Here's your fair value brief for Sunday, August 30th, 2026. Let's start with the week in 30 seconds. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh shifted tone at Jackson Hole, pushing Treasury yields to nine-month highs and weighing on stocks as traders dialed back hopes for a December rate cut and even started pricing in a possible September hike. Over in the Strait of Hormuz, tanker traffic slowed to a crawl, with just 22 vessels passing through on Thursday, down from 130 before the conflict. Brent crude slipped 1.8% to $88.10, but the real pain is in shipping costs, which keep climbing. And AI's spending spree hit a wall. Nvidia's $279 billion supply chain bet and Micron's $45 billion plan for 2027 are running into copper shortages and higher borrowing costs, a sign the sector's rapid growth may be cooling off. Now, the week that was. The Fed's patience wore thin. For months, traders had treated December rate cuts as a near certainty. Then Warsh used his Jackson Hole speech to call inflation unacceptably high, even hinting that rates could rise if progress stalls. The reaction was immediate. The 10-year Treasury yield jumped to 4.67%, its highest since last November, while the S&P 500 dipped 0.25% on Friday, wrapping up a week where the Nasdaq lost 0.7% and the Russell 2000 fell 1.4%. The dollar strengthened another 0.5% as investors sought safety. This wasn't just about borrowing costs. It was about who's in control. The Fed had spent all year balancing slowing growth against stubborn inflation. Warsh's speech made it clear that balancing act has a deadline. Meanwhile, the Strait of Hormuz is turning into a dead end. Brent crude ended the week down at $88.10, but the real story is in the shipping lanes. Tanker traffic collapsed to just 22 vessels on Thursday, compared to 130 a day before the conflict. The U.S. Treasury's Operation Economic Outcast added two more banks to its sanctions list this week for funding Iran's Revolutionary Guard, and detours are getting expensive. The Baltic Dry Tanker Index is up 7.6% over the past month. AI's capital rush hit some speed bumps, too. Nvidia, the sector's leader, dropped 4.6% on Friday, pulling down other chipmakers. Marvel fell 10.3%, Arm lost 6.3%. Two big pressures are building. Copper prices are up 3.3% this month, squeezing margins, and Nvidia's half-trillion-dollar financing deal laid bare just how much the sector relies on debt. The boom isn't over, but the easy money phase might be. Elsewhere, stablecoin demand keeps growing. Circle issued another $5 billion in USDC, bringing the total supply to $303.7 billion. More companies are parking cash in digital form. And while jobless claims held steady at 203,000, Bank of America's Brian Moynihan flagged a spending divide. Lower-income workers are stretched thin by housing, rent, insurance, and fuel costs. Here's what to watch this week. Could September bring a rate hike, and what would that cost? Warsh's Jackson Hole remarks weren't just a warning, they were a line in the sand. The Fed isn't waiting for inflation to fade on its own. It's ready to raise rates if the data doesn't cooperate. The trade-off is brutal. Hike and risk a downturn, or hold steady and let inflation dig in deeper. This week's reports will decide which path they take. Tuesday's ISM manufacturing PMI, expected at 55.2, and Friday's jobs data, payrolls forecast at 58,000. Unemployment at 4.1% are the big ones. Strong numbers could lock in a hike. Sectors in the crosshairs? Real estate, with mortgage rates already at 6.66%. Corporate borrowing, where higher treasury yields are squeezing margins. And tech and AI, where Nvidia and Micron loaded up on debt for expansion, now facing rising rates and copper shortages. Watch the 2-year treasury yield, now at 4.2%. If it climbs toward 4.5, the market's betting on a hike. The key here isn't just one rate decision. It's whether the Fed is willing to force a slowdown to break inflation's back. The numbers this week will show their hand. Now, the week ahead. Monday, September 1st, New Zealand's official cash rate is expected to rise to 2.75%, up from 2.5. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand is doubling down on higher for longer. And the U.S. ISM manufacturing PMI, expected at 55.2, is the first major U.S. data drop after Warsh's speech. Anything above 55 keeps the hike discussion alive. Tuesday, September 2nd. The Bank of Canada's overnight rate is expected to stay at 2.25%, but if they sound hawkish, the Canadian dollar could pop. Thursday, September 4th. The big one, U.S. non-farm payrolls. Expectations are for 58,000 new jobs, up from last month's 23,000 loss, with unemployment ticking up to 4.1%. A weak report here could derail hike plans entirely. Friday, September 5th, Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey speaks. If he leans hawkish, the pound and European markets will move. Finally, today's lesson, forward guidance and the dot plot. Last week, we asked if Warsh's speech would shift rate hike expectations. It did. The two-year yield climbed to 4.2%, and the odds of a September hike jumped from near zero to about 30%. Here's how forward guidance works. The Fed doesn't just change rates. It signals future moves to shape behavior. Think of it like a ship's captain announcing a turn before it happens. Forward guidance comes in two flavors. General, like rates will stay elevated for some time. Or specific, like we expect a cut in December 2026. Then there's the dot plot, a chart showing where each Fed official sees rates heading. It's not a promise, but markets treat it like one. Why does this matter now? June's dot plot pointed to cuts. Warsh's speech cracked the door open for hikes. That tension is driving the volatility we're seeing. This week's ISM and jobs figures will tip the scales. Strong data means the dots move higher. Bad news for mortgages, corporate debt, and the dollar. Weak data brings cuts back into play, offering some relief for borrowers. The challenge? Critics say forward guidance can't keep up with fast-moving markets. Warsh's speech was the Fed's attempt to regain control. But if the data screams for a hike and the Fed hesitates, their credibility takes a hit. Tomorrow, we'll be watching the U.S. ISM manufacturing PMI, expected at 55.2. Above 55, the hike talk continues. Below 50, the Fed might hit pause. The two-year yield will lead the reaction, and we'll break it down for you Monday. That's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest.